Were they fleeing some other place?
Yes, they were fleeing their home planet and hiding out for in case they were going to be attacked or destroyed.
Why were they fleeing?
That I don't know. I'm still looking into that. I have some theories that, you know, why this all happened on their planet.
And obviously, they weren't their entire planet. Maybe they were chased off their own planet.
I believe that's clearly mentioned, that they were coming here in a hurry. They were being pursued. And then because they didn't know where they were, they started to build what we know today to be the great megalith.
Well, it's kind of funny. Like you mentioned Superman, they could very well have been like those villains that were chased off their own planet.
I believe it. And in fact, if you even watch the movie Planet of the Apes, if you know what you're looking at in that movie, they're describing Atlantis. You asked about the layout of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say go and even rent that fantastic film. And they're giving you some indication of how Atlantis was laid out so that it would be very easy to, in fact, sequester or corral the indigenous Earth people, you know, the groups that they would bring there. Because they wanted to experiment on them, and before you can do that, you have to set up profiling, you have to diagnose, you've got to take research, you know, and you have to do that benignly.
Sitchin writes that we humans were used as labor, almost slave labor. Is that the case there?
Oh, yes. There's no question in my mind about that. The Bible very much talks about that. The Popol Vuh, for instance, states that as well. And they were able to corral us there and take profiles of our DNA because they were so advanced that even Gene Roddenberry would have difficulty in conceiving of the scientific advancement of these beings. And this is where basically the big problem took place for us. We are now inheriting the schism, the psychic, physiological, genetic, and psychological quandary, the schism, the schizophrenia, that caused by them splicing their DNA with us. It didn't work, and it has created this remarkable being. The being that they created was a really remarkable entity. Let's make no mistake about that. And I call that being Homo Atlantis, and every single human being walking the planet is descended from that remarkable
being. So that's what we are now.
Yep.
But you're saying it didn't work. What do you mean by that?
It didn't. It didn't work because we have inherited this proclivity for, you know, violence and for injustice.
Okay.
It worked from their point of view originally because all they were doing was wanting slaves. They wanted to, you know, be served.
They wanted little workers everywhere.
You got it. It's the old John Milton Paradise Lost, better to, you know, reign in hell than serve in heaven, you know, philosophy. And they wanted their hot coffee in the morning and, you know, and newspapers brought to them, and they wanted somebody to plow the fields and run the Garden of Eden and whatever, you know. So this is exactly what happened. And if you can change people, and you asked about how they built things, that is how they did an experiment. And the beings that we are, or as put before us, as the Neanderthal individuals.
Right.
These were the individuals who had all the brawn and not too much of the intelligence. And they were the workhorse group. They were all phased out, by the way. One of the great quandaries of paleoarchaeology is that they can't understand where these individuals just went. They know that the Neanderthal race just vanished. Well, of course, you turn them on, you turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get them to move the big stones, and you get them to build the calendars, the earth monuments, because, of course, you're lost. So you take some of your experts, and you build these precise monuments so you can do what? Study the heavens, study the rising and the setting of the moon and the sun and the planets, so that you can discover astrophysically where you are. This is what they did. They commissioned the building of the famous megalithic ruins that are scattered all over the world. That is the origin of Stonehenge. That is the origin of Karnak. That is the origin of the Bolivian, you know, ruins. And all over Ireland, this is what I discovered in the field in Ireland. And I surely believe that this was done on purpose. And the Nephilim, one of the translations for the word Nephilim is the Watchers. And the word watcher comes from the fact that they were sky watchers. They were watching the sky. They were making precise alignments because their agenda was to up and leave, and they needed to know where they were going.
So they didn't want to stay here forever.
No, they had no intention of staying here a very long time. They were ready to leave. They were just regrouping, and then they were ready to leave. But in the meantime, and of course this was over an extended period of time, and they may have wanted a colony here, they set about the genetic hybridization of the planet in order to have workers, in order to have a slave race. And the original, now this is where the story becomes very interesting, because the being that they created, this Homo Atlantis, he had all the intelligence that his, you know, alien masters had,
mm-hmm.
because he would have been scientifically and intellectually as advanced. But he had something that these individuals did not recognize. Because he had the human DNA, he had also the violet ray. He had the conscience, he had the connection to Mother Earth, and he had something that still to this day puzzles them. It's the alien part of us. It's the part, you know, when they say you're cold-blooded or you have whatever, you know, the propensity, and we even talk about people who are, you know, serial killers, of having that incredible conscienceless.
Yes.
That is what these guys are having, and they're looking at these individuals and not even recognizing these other traits that they thought were foibles. They thought this was unnecessary human emotions. But the Homo Atlantis being would not serve their masters. After a certain amount of time on Atlantis, they said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, why are we having to serve these creatures? We don't even, you know, like them. And to cut a long story short, the beings that they created, the Homo Atlanteans, they leave. They actually pack up and they have an exodus.
Where do they go?
They go to the continent of Oceania, better known to us as Lemuria.
Okay.
And they set up their own thriving high culture on Lemuria and became the opponents, basically, ideologically, of their Atlantean masters, their own fathers. Now, I'm not saying all of them left. I'm cutting us short. But they left and set up their own thriving culture on the continent of Lemuria.
Now, where is that?
That was in where we would call the Pacific Ocean is now.
And that's gone, too.
You bet it's gone.
Sounds like something sinister happened here.
Well, what happened, you were asking about that earlier on, you see, is that the original masters, now they got nobody to bring them their tea and coffee, and, you know, nobody changed the channels for them, whatever. They suddenly realized, we got to go back to the drawing boards, and they thought up, you know, what was it that they had done wrong the first time? And they realized that the problem why these servants that they made wouldn't serve them is because they had the centers of higher intelligence. They were mathematicians. They were astronomers. They were computer experts. They were very highly advanced. So they decided that in their Mark II progeny, they would close down artificially. And you can do this in a laboratory with a couple of probes in somebody's head today. Imagine what you can do if you have the power of DNA.
But is that the reason for the Great Flood? Did they truly want to wipe us out?
No, the flood happened without... No, they had no intention of hurting anyone. It just, when they blew up the planet Tiamat, then Tiamat was mostly a watery or ocean planet. And the deluge was the pouring of the effluents through the space of the destruction of Tiamat. And the ancient records talk about this.
And it rained down on us.
It rained down on us. And as even your wonderful scholar here in recent times, I think a couple of decades ago, have you heard of Charles Fort?
Yes.
Well, Charles Fort was one of your finest researchers in this, and he went around even today, in today's world, proving that this effluence often, you see, when the asteroid belt comes close to the Roche field of the planet Earth, some of this effluence will still fall down, and people will be bemused at what is this. But the... When they went back to the drawing boards to do their Mark II being that we call Adamic, the Adamic man, which is also the Eves, was created, these masters decided that they were going to suppress the centers of higher intelligence, which is what they did. And they sent Adam and the Eves into the garden as the workforce. And that is where the euphemism that we use for that dumbing down is naked. It doesn't mean physically naked, it means intellectually naked. These individuals were sent into the garden with less intelligence so that they would be a more perfect servant.